On the last evening but one, as he plucked the thyme flower, the forward edge of the rabble had reached the third crest and was swarming past it. While he waited for the countess, Axel looked down at the two flowers left, both small buds which would carry them back through only a few minutes of the next evening. The glass stems of the dead flowers reared up stiffly into the air, but the whole garden had lost its bloom. Axel passed the next morning quietly in his library, sealing the rarer of his manuscripts into the glass-top cases between the galleries. He walked slowly down the portrait corridor, polishing each of the pictures carefully, then tidied his desk and locked the door behind him. During the afternoon, he busied himself in the drawing rooms, unobtrusively assisting his wife as she cleaned their ornaments and straightened the vases and busts.